Yesu yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwagala okulabika.
We want to appear.
Nti tuyongere mu maaso.
Moving on ahead.
Muli nyere mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Diman.
Nomusumfa Bible.
In the Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Muli nyere mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
By the Holy Spirit.
Oyatuwadde amaanyi.
Empowered us. The love of God the Father, which spreads everywhere.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We best in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again, to reach unto you God's standard strategy
for
fulfilling His worldwide promised call,
which
moves this year 2022 from the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, as we still conclude the sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them from the earth, to take them back to heaven, to be saved from hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these ones, they work under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where there is the first, known as God's heavenly governments on the earth, and it has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. See the counsel of God in heaven, it is done on earth. Praise Jesus much. So we are still concluding.
Department Omunana,
the eighth department of God's heavenly governments on the earth,
we
are on this sixth
department,
which is known as Department of the Teaching Priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
in this time on, we left at we had begun to see of the seven divisions. The seven divisions of the responsibilities of the seven teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God, the presence of God, it is the glory of God, and to reveal the works of His hands in the entire heavens, even the earth which are, even the entire new heavens, even the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord that we were able to see the first division. The first division of the responsibility of the teaching priests, who are responsible to reveal the presence of God the Father,
Katonda chigambo go tumanyingo mwana Yesu Kristo.
God, the word we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Awamu ne Katonda omoyo omutukufu.
Even God the Holy Spirit.
Gotumanyinga omoyo wa Mukama.
We know as Spirit of the Lord.
Oba omoyo wa Kristo.
Or the Spirit of Christ.
Oba omoyo wa Katonda.
Or the Spirit of God.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Eranga byonnabwe twabadde tubiraba.
And all as we were seeing there.
Wazeyo mulubereberye esura esoka.
We went back to Genesis chapter 1.
Verse
26.
Nitusobola okuulira Katonda kitafu.
And we were able to hear God the Father speaking with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord. And He said that, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And we discovered it
that
three, they are the same, in the same image, in the same likeness. And we saw that no one appears as them unless them, according to what we saw Genesis 3 verse 22, when He said man has become like one of us,
it
did not become like them, but just like
uh-huh.
Praise Jesus much.
So
we last saw in many scriptures. Some of those we last saw in the
first
John chapter 5 and the verse 7.
We
saw there are three witnesses in heaven.
Where
there is the Father, what we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit. And these three agree in one because they came from one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
where there were other scriptures. As Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. When we baptize, we enter the name of the Father. The Son. We know as the Word. Even the Holy Spirit. And it proves their presence. Understood that priests have to explain many other things of the presence of God the Father. The Word we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit. And the way this came from one, and the one out of came the two, understood is God the Father. Praise Jesus much.
So
this day, we want to move on to knowing again.
Katonda chitafe obanga tulaba division eyokubiri.
We see the second division.
Division eyokubiri.
The second division.
Yovunanjo bwabakabona abayigisha.
Responsibility of the teaching priests.
Eriwanso mtu okugamba.
Which is under the heading saying.
Katonda chitafe.
God the Father.
Katufezinge bwetu.
Let's face it like this.
Wa katonda chitafe.
God the Father.
Wa. Where? Wa katonda chitafe.
Where God the Father.
Katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwana.
God the Word whom we know as the Son.
Owamune katonda omoyo
mutu. Together with God the Holy Spirit.
Tumanyinga omoyo wa mukama.
Whom we know as Spirit of the Lord.
Bayitibwa entandikwa.
Where they are called the beginning.
Nenkomeyo.
And the end.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Ne Omega.
And Omega.
Okusoka.
First.
Nokusema.
And the last. Yes.
Twaga tumumanye.
We want to know him. Those words, is he just them or these where they are?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because many things we hear of him and is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But all this, he is called them when we base above all the heavens. When we base above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end, before creation happened, those you've heard above, God is called them. God is called as he bases above all the heavens, at the beginning and the end. Before creation happened.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So you need to know them. Many times, when we read in Isaiah chapter 48, verses 12, we hear God the Father speak like this. Let us hear, read as we hear.
Isaiah chapter
48, verse 12.
Mpuliriza gwe Yakobo na Isirayiri gwe nayita nze nzoyo nzo woluberebelie era nzo wenkomerero.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Yes.
Kwe gamba gamba anti mpuliriza.
He said that hearken to me, O Israel,
nawe Yakobo gwe nayita,
Jacob whom I called.
Nze woluberebelie.
I am the first. I also am the last. When we speak that I'm the first and I am the last, we don't differ from the word saying I am the beginning and the end. And it's never differ that I'm the Alpha and the Omega. It has not a way differs. But that he is called it when he is where. And he bases where. This brings to reveal the full knowledge of God. The fullness of God. And brings to reveal the presence of God, the glory of God. It moves to reveal the works of God in the entire heavens, in the earth, even in the entire new heavens and the new earth. Because after he tells you, as
you've
heard in Isaiah 48 verse 12, I am the first, I am the last, not deferred from telling you, I am the beginning and the end.
It's
not deferred from telling you, I am the Alpha and the Omega. But those, they are ones which are where. He is them when he is where. For we began hearing that God the Father, God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit,
we
know as Spirit of the Lord. All were there at the beginning. But where is this beginning where they are at the beginning? Yes. For God does not just speak, I am the first, and I am the last. Where is he the first? Where is he the last? Here?
Where?
Yes. Praise Jesus much. Are we together?
Yeah.
Yes. You need to understand it. In Revelation chapter 1, verse
8,
our Lord Jesus, he too, he says like this. Revelation chapter 1, verses 8.
Zendi Alpha ne Omega, bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Abao, ereya bao, erejo kubao.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Yes. He said, God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, spoke in this Revelation chapter 1, the verse 8, and he said,
is Alpha,
I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. Saith the Lord. No one we call Lord. We speak of our Lord Jesus. Joined on other words. Who is? Who was? And who is to come? The Almighty. That too we shall understand it ahead. That is another division. Speak of one who was. The one who was. Who is? Who was? And who is going to come? That is another division. What will speak to you? That he speaks when he is where? Right? Here you have really entered in the full knowledge of God.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. But the one you hear in Revelation chapter 1, the verse 8, and he said those words, I am one who was. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He comes back let's come from verse 10. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10.
Nalimu moyo kurunakuruwa mukama wafe, naempulire nyuma wange edoboze deni ngeri yaka gombe.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet.
Onyole kuminorumo.
Verse 11.
Ngako geranti, nze Alpha ne Omega, cholaba wandika mchitabo, ochuweleze kaniso musamvu. Eri Efeso, neri Sumona, neri Perugamo, neri Suatira, neri Sadi, neri Philadelphia, neri Laodikia.
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
Hey, yes, praise
Jesus much.
Correction
in the verse
11.
Most of the Luganda language.
Hey.
Yes. Our Lord Jesus. Has spoken Revelation. Chapter
1
verse 8. Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. When he
comes
back in the verse 11. Still says again. I am Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. First and the last. Have you understood well?
And
in the Luganda Bible, that is not there. Why have we brought it back as it is in the English
language?
We had the Father already. Isaiah 48 verse
12.
Say, I am the beginning and I'm the end. I am the end.
First and last.
First and the last.
It's what
they use in Isaiah.
Isaiah
14 verse 12. Even our Lord Jesus. To explain us. In Revelation chapter
1.
Verse 8. He
said,
I'm Alpha.
And
Omega.
And
the beginning and the end. When he came in the verse 11. He said, I'm still the Alpha.
The Omega.
And the Omega.
Which
means the first and the last.
Aha.
Means both with the Father. We found them. They all say,
I'm
Alpha and Omega. The first and the beginning and the end. The first and the last. Yes.
He's
the first and the last. It means all.
This
they are it, but where? Where? There are those who say the Holy Spirit have not heard him say, I'm the first and the last. But we know it. Our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is no way you differentiate and separate them. For the three agree in one. All they are the beginning. Are we together?
Wow.
Yes. Let's repeat the second Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Abakolinse ekyokubiri esule yokusatu. N'olunyiriri olwe 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
Naye mukama waffe gwe moyo. Era wabo omwoyo gwa mukama waffe we wabeddembe.
Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
There's
no way you differentiate God the Father. God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus, even God the Spirit, we know as the Spirit of the Lord. All, because they came from one, and is the Father. All, they are the beginning and the end.
Alpha
and Omega. The first and the last. Because when we read of the Holy Spirit, in the beginning, in Genesis, he was there. In the beginning. Let's read Genesis chapter
1.
Genesis chapter
1,
verse
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Verse 2. N'ekizikiza kyali kunguru ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kunguru ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. The beginning, where God is called the beginning, and the end. Yes.
Alpha
and Omega. The first and the last. Yes.
The
Spirit still was right there. But here where they are, it's, where is it? You know, you may be speaking of God.
tusinza the Alpha and Omega.
We worship the Alpha and Omega. What does it mean? We want to worship God when we know Him. Don't you speak
in
what? We worship the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. You know where? You're going to see the presence of the Lord in every place. You can see the works of His hands, the marvelous works, right from above all the heavens. Even the word was right there at the beginning, in the John 1 verse 1.
But
the beginning where they were is where we want to discover. Yes. Yes, they were there with the Father. Sure. Cause them be called the first and the last. Yes. There where things begin and end. Yes. Let us read. John chapter 1, verses 1.
Kuluberebere waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Have you heard well? In right at the beginning, there was the Word. We know as the Son to Jesus Christ. He was with God. We know that He's God the Father. And He too is God. Now at the beginning there, it's where they best to say, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Yeah,
things begin and end here. Where is that? We have to go at the beginning.
At
the beginning is where it's best to create heaven and earth. It means we need to go beyond the heavens and earth which are today. We go back at the beginning. Yes. You see it clear.
Hey.
Many people say, people full knowledge are too much in teaching. In the world they say, knowledge is a key. We can lose healings. We can lose riches of knowledge. That's why you, without knowledge, you haunt them in the mountains. You suffer much. Let us first know and you see riches and healings.
Oh,
we are going to have a key. Open up everything. And
they
have a one I know very well. If it's some Alpha, I understand that is best above the heavens. Yes.
Well,
let me read again Genesis 1 verse 1. Yes. Genesis chapter
1
verse
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes.
What
means at the beginning was where He was. Where it's called the beginning. He was there before He created heaven and earth. For at the beginning, it's where He best to create heaven and earth.
For
in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. If I am to go there at the beginning,
it
needs me first pass through the earth. I pass through the entire heavens. I go at the beginning. Yes. If I want to understand what God tells me at the beginning, I know right on the earth where I am is not called the beginning here. Neither in the entire heavens. No.
It's
not called the beginning.
But
there at the end above all the heavens. Yes.
Yeah.
I see Him there. Yes. You know, here on this earth, even the other planets, even the entire heavens, they call Him the God who is. In Him is the heavens and earth which are today. We are going to see that ahead. You can worship God and then understand
it
with all your hearts. And His joy is our strength.
And
the time you worship, you feel Him inside your heart.
And
people who worship God in the spirit and truth of knowing Him.
Manyi mukama afu Yesu weyazuke.
Our Lord Jesus when he rose up.
Okay. Kuyari amalirize mirimu kantandikira.
And finished his work, so let me begin from there.
Yemugamba.
He told him.
Jagalonza mchitibwa chenalimu amuna
awe kuruberebere. To the glory I was with you at the beginning.
Na ye.
But.
Kuyari na ukuda mchitibwe.
When he was to go back to
glory.
He had to pass through all the heavens. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kwa nisomele yokana kumina msamu.
Read me John verse. Chapter 17, verse 4 and 5.
So, let's start today.
Let's first cross go back at the beginning.
Yokane sura ya 17, n'olunyiri olw'okuna.
John chapter 17, verse 4.
Nze kukulumisiza kunsi, kubanga omulimu gwo wampa okukola ngukomekkereza.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do.
Olunyiri olw'okutaano.
Verse 5.
Ayi kitange, ne kaakano. Ngulumiza gwe wamu nawe mukitibwa kiri kye nali nakyo awamu nawe ng'ensi tennabaawo.
And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Yes.
Yamugamba.
He told him,
once
you first step back to the beginning,
the
glory I was with you at the beginning,
before
the earth and the heavens were created. Yes. He lived taken back. In the glory he was together with him. We went beside the cloud take him. In the Acts chapter 1. Verse 9-11. We saw he had entered in that heaven. Ephesians came told us. No. He passed through all the heavens. Went back to the beginning. Ah. Yes. Yes, very clear. Now let's join up well. We are ascending, going to the beginning.
We
want to ascend well when you too you see the eyes of your mind, even of your understanding they see well, and they even join well, and they have counsel discerning well the times and seasons, and they have close power to reach above the heavens to see there.
They
say you need power able to comprehend the breadth,
warmth,
length, the depth,
even
the heights of the fullness of God.
Yes.
Now we are ascending up to above all the heavens. I wanted to teach Samaria, but let's read in the Acts, we see
ebikola by'abatume esura esooka n'olunyiri olw'omwenda.
Acts chapter 1 verse 9.
Bwe yamala okwogera ebyo nga batunuulira nasitulibwa nti ekire ne kimutoola okumujja mu maaso gaabwe.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Olinyole kumi.
Verse 10.
Bwe baali beekaliriza amaaso mu ggulu bwagenda, laba abantu babiri ne bayimirira kumpi nabo nga bambadde engoye ezitukula.
And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, and as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in wild apparel. Verse
11.
Who also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes. They saw him ascend into heaven. Remember, he requested first go back in the glory he was together with God. That is his Father. God the Father. Now, there what he was supposed to do. To first ascend, pass through all the heavens.
He goes
back at the beginning where the Father sits.
God
the first and the last. There I no more worship anything else.
When
I've understood the first and the last, my God. All those which come here, they are God, I do not honor them. I first ask them, you. Are you the first or you the last? Are you the beginning or the end? And where are you
like that. I don't want a God whom I understand more than him. If I can know. When we worship God, we worship him because he exceeds, he surpasses us. Taught me to prophet, he showed me where he's called the end, the first and the end. That one I worship him is very wise.
But
God in one direction, at times he confuses you. He said, now in the first and in the last, who is there then?
Wanji.
Yes.
Kakati simanyi. There
are people pray prayers which are not clear. And there is special foolishness in them. Hail Mary, Mother of God. I will ask you when she begot and where she begot him. God called the beginning and the end.
Ask
a reason why he's called like that and where. Now you Mary, were you there? You have to worship when you understand what you worship.
The
people say this full knowledge of God in national ministries. They argue against this. Now hear this. Are you still arguing?
He
gave you God from A to Z. The God who lurks in the midst there, we do not follow such a God. In some letters are not included.
First,
a letter has to read A to Z. He has to have the Alpha.
Yeah, A.
That is A.
I know Kumane Omega.
He has to be with Omega.
He,
yes.
Because
he added Z. But perhaps O will be the last. In Uganda, it's the last. And it's. I will not speak much about that. But. Chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven. He goes back to the Father, where they were with him in the beginning. Bible says,
he
ascended, passed through all the heavens. He first reached above the heavens. And then was brought back to the third heaven, where he
blessed
to reign over the entire heavens and earth which are today. And Ephesians 4, verse 9 and 10, it says like this. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Yasooka nakka eno.
First descended.
Oye gwe tugamba nti yalinnya.
The one we said he ascended.
Yasooka nakka mu njuyi eza wansi.
First descended in the realms below.
Eno mu deeps yo
bwa Katonda. In the depth of God.
There,
where the earth is. It's so deep down here.
There,
heaven still ascending high up. We go in the height of God. Here we are in the depth. Far deep. You cannot count even the distance. You know where you are now. I worship God, I even know a location where I am. In the depth, going to the depth.
Wanji?
Are we there? Now, I have to ascend high up.
Reach
the Father, I have to pass through all the heavens. And I first go above all the heavens. There. God the Father is called the beginning and the end.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. Where he speaks most words. If I open, no one shuts. When I close, if he's the first and the last, if he goes out, his open is opened. If he closes, he's closed. Even once we speak on the world, we do not know even what they mean. When God opens someone, close. When he closes, no one opens. It means
he's
the first and the last.
Wanji?
Yes. Let's first ascend and reach above the heavens.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse
10.
Eyaka era yeuye yalinya wagulu enye okusinga zeven zizonna aliyokatukirize byonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all the things. Yes.
Omanyibu obona jule ebintu byonna.
You know, if you will fill all things,
so kanudairi wagulu,
you first go back above all the heavens.
Kundandi kuwa
at the beginning
nenkomeyo
and the end.
Katunda chitafi.
God the Father.
Katunda chigambo.
God the Word.
Tumanyingo mwana Yesu.
Whom we know as the Son Jesus.
Whom ni katunda
omwoyo. Even God the Holy Spirit.
Yebaitibwa okusoka.
Where they are called the first.
Era abas okusembayo.
And the last.
Entandikwa.
The beginning.
Nenkomeyo.
And the end.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Ne Omega.
And the Omega.
Wakuru wakuru.
Above the heavens.
Those
who speak it all the long, but we never knew what it meant. Let me ask teacher Jacob. You, as you spoke about it, I don't know whether you spoke it in those eras of ignorance. Yes. He did get space for that. Let me go to Pastor Godfrey. When you thought about those words, you thought it meant what and where is it? It did not go beyond the clouds we see. Those who taught us, they never knew the way. Now, always you may say, my God is Alpha and Omega. Those who begin companies, and they call them Alpha and Omega. But I don't know what comes in your head, but all in you is darkness. What you speak, you do not understand them, but they understand them. Though you've named it after this name, you call them Alpha and Omega. You
name
it the first and the last. You name it beginning and the end.
You
must worship God in understanding. Because at times we write as we want to glorify God. But in our heads, it does not fit in there. What is this? You see, as we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse
9
and 10, required him first ascend, pass through all the heavens, that he might fill up all things, as the Father is. For the Father basing above all the heavens, he can work through all. Ephesians 4, verse
6.
It means in going there. Take me back to the glory I was with you before the world was. Those who worship Jesus, God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus. I want you to understand. When he left the world, moved as he rose up,
he
didn't first sit in the entire heavens, which is, he first passed through all of it. You have to worship. When you worship, not Son of Mary. We worship God the Word, our Lord Jesus. Who was right at the beginning.
He's
called the beginning himself.
That
called him right from above all the heavens. Before creation happened. Let's read Ephesians, we see. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
Katonda omu, kitawe wabonna. ali waguru wa byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu mwe mwenna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
He,
yes.
Katondomu.
One God, Father of all. Who is above all.
Means
going above all the heavens.
I'd
go to the Father.
Said,
take me in the glory. I was with you. He took him. Yes. One God, Father of all, who is above all the heavens. He passed through all and he works in all. Even the son when he went back above the heavens. Because Matthew 28 verse 18 was given power in the heavens and earth. First go back above the heavens, see them from there. Look at his territories. That he too
will
be above all. He can work in all, pass through all. Man.
When
I speak of the Lord Jesus, that's why me, when I'm praising and worshiping, things of the world, I shut them up.
I cannot
even compare God with gold and silver, neither a car. I just know him. Because he taught me to profit.
This
one teaching us. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Him the Father all the long. Even the expect he lives where? Those of the Jehovah,
they
we worship God as our Father. The Son should not be worshipped.
Those
who are not even on the Holy Spirit. My God. God the Father whom they say to worship, they cannot think of where he sits. In that word, though it is read many times, and say, I'm the first and the last. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
It is
very hard in the eras before, and you know where what he spoke about. It's like those written Revelations, chapter
19,
and it's called King of Kings, Lord of Lords. People, when they read the scripture, they say, King of Kings of this world. Yet it does not mean that. King of Kings, for we were made into kings. The King of we, the kings. Yes. All those are elevated words unto a human being.
But
children of God like today, they make it easy. Our Father in the Job chapter 28, verse 23 and 24, he prays above all the heavens. And this is through all the heavens.
But
if worshiping, praising you, God sees the full knowledge about him. When you look to his fullness, you fear. When you see the works of his hands. Someone is asking. A hand is risen. Give him a microphone. As we read here, we see.
Job chapter 28, verse
23.
Katonda ategeere kkubo lyago, era yamanyi ekifo kyago.
God understands its way, and he knows its place.
Olunyolabiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Kubanga atunulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi, era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens. Yes. God see the way of wisdom and understanding. He looks unto the earth and he sees through the heavens. So sees through all the heavens. He must be above it. Is it not that? When they say someone sees into the cup and is equal to the cup, then that is a very big problem. You cannot It's impossible. I've brought a simple example. You are equal to a cup. Yet you say, I am seeing in the cup. The person seeing in the cup must be above it. God, to see all the heavens and the earth is the Father. He bears above all the heavens. There are things scientists would never dare try to even know them. Except those poured upon anointing of Holy Spirit, the children of God. Because it's so among the wicked, no one will understand. There are
hours.
They have reasons why God revealed them at the end of ages. Because He promised to say, nothing sacred which will not be revealed. Now, the hours already reached. We began to reveal everything in the full knowledge. Praise the Lord, brethren. I request to be enlightened above the heaven as Jesus ascended there. According to gifts we started given by the Spirit, in the Romans 12 and the 1 Corinthians 12, the Father gives gifts, even the Holy Spirit gives.
When
the Ephesians 4
and
the verse 9, we see the Lord Jesus. Luganda says he captured. He moved to capture gifts when he went back to above. It's captive. Capturing. The same thing.
I request
what was involving there on the gifts of the Lord to say that he captured them. Right from above the heavens. That's where a point I get confused. Was it a fight involved, a war? He was capturing them in which way? May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Maybe
as he asked that in the Ephesians 4, starting from verse 7. Up to verse 11. When he ascended the captives, and he gave gifts. There is a reason why Jesus was taken above the heavens. Spoken most in the Acts chapter 3, verse 20, up to 21. That Christ Jesus required him to first be taken back to heavens. Until God will restore back all things. The other, until
he
will
put
all his enemies under his feet. Now gifts. You know very well something being restored. It is more there. Even one who killed it is the thief.
But
he cannot kill before stealing. According to John verse 10, Satan came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Now gifts, if I stole them, and he killed. Our Lord had to capture them, revive them to life, then he gave them. Sure. He had to first capture them back. But after you will plunder, you will be plundered. After you rob, they will rob you.
Not
a robber who had robbed. All nations, they serve those. When
he explained
the first Corinthians chapter 12, that we were like Gentiles. Concerning spiritual gifts, doesn't want us to be ignorant.
But
when we worshiped idols, we did not have the gifts and he stole them.
yanyaga.
He robbed.
We stole. Nata.
He killed.
Nuku
zikiriza. Even destroyed. It's what had remained.
Ati yari na nawe zikiriza.
He had not destroyed them. They came, captured them from him.
No,
me, I would not be apostle.
They had
brought me, captured me in the blood of my forefathers. And this gift had been stolen. You think my father appeared as apostle? Was he pastor? He was prophet. He was a mother who was a prophet. All those that had captured me captured within them. Them to capture their fathers and their forefathers. The one chief robber. That is how he did it before. As they said, Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. After he stole, after he plundered, he too he was plundered. Praise Jesus much. Even killing that killed them, they no more
work.
And they waited to be destroyed. Satan has no right to destroy a gift for a reason. In Romans 11:29, gifts and the callings of God are unchangeable. What did can steal and take them to his side? He kills, pose them, they are not active. Now he captures them back. He gets you, the one who owns them is the one who brings back. When he restores it, he restores gifts, life in them. For their destruction will be in the lake of fire with their owner. But I do not want to explain that much. We have gone to the beginning. Gone there where God the Father is called. Gone
unto
God the Father. God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus. Even God the Holy Spirit. Or Spirit of the Lord.
Who's
known as the first. And the last. The beginning. And the end.
Alpha
and Omega. Basing above all the heavens.
And
we last saw in the Job chapter 28, verse 23-24, that God based above all the heavens and he sees through all the heavens and earth. Praise Jesus much.
So
right there, you'll forgive us. You finish raising money for electricity. You hear these variations, it's what is doing it. Reduce and it increases.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
right above all the heavens, God the Father bases and he
says,
I fill the heavens and the earth. After he based there to see through all heavens and earth, when we shall be seeing yes, the fullness of God. Him, God the Father,
is
one who makes the entire above the heavens.
And
there is where he based these heavens and earth there within him. It means if I ascend high, passing through all the heavens, I reach into the Father.
Where it
began with the word Jesus and the Holy Spirit. If I go to the side,
I stretch
out of the planet to the tide of the heavens which are.
Till when
I get out of the heavens which is, I reach into the Father. If I got east, get out of the earth, go pass through the heavens.
I move
outside it, I reach into the Father. If I go down out of the earth, out of all the heavens, yes, still I reach the Father in the depth. Who can dare tell you those things? It is the living God. Those words you never taught me, I'm sure you are on your own. And those on their own, they are on the things of Satan.
He
opposes all things of God.
Wow.
Something you've moved to understand him. Now, when you read in Jeremiah chapter 23, and you hear him say, don't I fill heavens and earth?
You
go above all the heavens, the best there to fill.
He
engulfs it to look at it. The one great in counsel. When you worship and praise, is the point of praise the Father. You praise the Father. Praise him and you remember where he bases. Let us read, we see.
Yeremia esule ya biri mwesatu nolu nyiriri olwa biri mwesatu.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 23.
Nze ndi katonda aliyo kumpi bwayogera mukama. So siri katonda aliye wala.
Am I a goat at hand, saith the Lord, and not a goat afar off?
Olunyo olwa biri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Waliwo ayinza okwekweka mu bifo eby'ekyama ne simulaba bwayogera mukama.
Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Yes. I want to connect most to Job
28:23-24.
That he passed above all the heavens, see through all heavens and earth.
When
connect with Jeremiah 23, verse 25 downwards.
He says
is a God near. It means what?
God,
when is near and is far. Is far beyond all the heavens and the earth at the beginning and the end. Yet he's near.
For
he sees through all heavens and earth and he walks through all. Because the words you've read there, you've reminded much of
them.
Let us repeat them. And you think of them.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
23. Am I a goat at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? There are two words here. I'm a God near, I am far. I am near and I'm far. Yes. He is near. He's far. He's far. Because Job 28:23-24, he bases above all the heavens. He sees through all heavens and earth. He is near. Because in the Ephesians 4 verse 6, one God, Father of all, who is above all, he works in all, he passes through all. Yes. That the faith seems to work in all his all. He points a finger, you. Teacher Eddie,
I've
given a gift here. Go teach. That is the Father.
Who
asks, how does he get you? He
bases
there a point. I've given that one. Points with a finger. I've given you.
That's when he moved
to praise. Praise the Father. Remember the greatness. Praise Jesus. Remember he too was there.
Because
the fullness of the Lord Jesus today makes the entire heavens and earth which are today. We shall see the next responsibility of the priests which follow down.
The Holy
Spirit spreads everywhere to above the heavens. Yes. This time, alone in this world, God praise the worship, thank Him as He is. That's why you say we worship what we know. You worship what you don't know. You think He spoke it in vain? Let's read it. John, we see. John 4.
You
don't worship what you know. Let's read, we see. John chapter 4, verse 22.
Mumusinza chemutamanyi, fetusinza chetumanyi, kuhango burokozi, buvambu yudaya.
You worship, you know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Yes.
You see that? We worship, what we know.
The
Lord Jesus told him. You say we are Jews here. Me, on behalf of Jews, we worship what we know. You worship what you do not know. Say many times. Bible says in the Acts 17, verse 23, chapter 26, that God created heaven and earth. It's not but this gold, neither silver, fashioned by human hands. It's impossible to appear like them.
A
person who works the beginning, even the last, the first and the last, beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, right from above all the heavens, before creation happened. You can equate Him on what? On the things created. You can't equate Him to heaven, which is, you can't equate Him to the averages, neither are the things in them. It's impossible. You have to worship in His greatness. That's why you say, don't wait whether He's done what or not yet. For things to do, He did them long before. Eating, you've not yet murmured about, but you've made food already.
Mama,
yet He makes food is there. You don't discover where you get the food from. That's why your murmur is not great. Because you've not discovered your husband or wife, you think He never created them before. Because of blindness of heart, they don't reveal to see them. Why did you not cry that it be revealed to you? That say, Lord, come, show yourself your God. He already showed His God, for He created you. Yes. He already showed His God. Yes.
Division.
The third division. Responsibilities of the teaching priest. The third division.
Division.
The third division. Responsibilities of the teaching priests. This is revealing the fullness of God indeed. Teaching priests have to be equipped with all the lights. Don't come here to deceive you are a teaching priest. Now it's you they will deceive. Anyone come deceive you they are a teaching priest? Now, deceive yourself you are a teaching priest when you have not yet become. For you examine yourself and you say, but I have to become a teaching priest from when I entered the priesthood of Christ. Now we've said
such
division of responsibilities of teaching priests to reveal to us God the Father, God, the word we know as the Son, Jesus, even God with the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of the Lord, where is called the everlasting God. where he is called the everlasting God, beyond above all the heavens,
and
beyond the beginning and the end. Yes. When you go beyond there, and when you reach there, you've reached the eternal life.
Those who
go to eternal life, they don't know where it dwells. Should we just sing for God? God, you are exceeding.
Oh, wow, man. Wow.
You are worthy, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. We said this third division
of
responsibility of the teaching priests to reveal in God the Father. God, the word we know as the Son Jesus, even God the Holy Spirit,
who
we know as Spirit of the Lord, where is called the everlasting God, right from beyond above all the heavens, and beyond the beginning and the end. Yes.
First,
I said above all the heavens.
Reaching
at the end, you pass there. You go to the everlasting. There they no more ask anything else about God. The God you worship, who is
A?
You say, I worship the everlasting God.
And
I know what it means. It means to go above all the heavens, passing the beginning and the end. And I ascend to the everlasting, all there it is Him. Yes.
Oh.
Psalms 90 removes telling us, verses 1 and 2.
Zaburi esule ye chenda nolu nyiri olusoka.
Psalms chapter 90 verses 1.
Mukama, gowali chifocha fe ekyokutuulamu mu mirembe jonna.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Olunyolokubiri.
Verse 2.
Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu nti afuse. Zaburi esule ye chenda nolu nyiri olokubiri.
Psalms chapter 90 verse 2.
Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu okuva mu mirembe gyonna okutuusa mu mirembe gyonna gwe Katonda.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Yes. He said, Lord, you were our dwelling place. Our dwelling place. All generations. Before mountains were there, before you formed the earth and the things in it, when we've gone back above the heavens, he said there, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. When you reach there, imagine the journey moves of heavens, move on this planet Earth.
And
the Father tells me, are going in the heavenly journey. He moved to the Bible for 7 years.
There 2005
to 2011, in the spiritual transports. The visions, the dreams, the trance,
Azotals,
Urim, and the Thummim. But we're going to go up to where I dwell in the everlasting. That is called the Father. I am going to take you. I said, what is it, purpose? I ask myself the warrior's
prophet.
Where does it dwell? He's dwelling in the everlasting. Where is that?
We move
the journey on the planets.
I
said a long time. But when we moved out of the planet, not yet, even the stars, I say, this journey is still long. I humbled.
As
just moved out of planet.
You can plan to soak up the
planet and first go to its four corners of the earth.
No,
you go under the earth.
No,
you see everything there. You go out of planet earth. And they say we're going to Jupiter Mercury. And you wonder. I thought
you're
about to reach the everlasting.
And you move
planets, finish them.
And
you go at the moon.
Enjuba.
The sun.
Go to the
stars, and there are many. You may think you've reached the everlasting.
There are
very many, and they are big. We go in the bottomless pit in hell. You see it's deep, and they say, is this the everlasting? He said, no. This is the bottomless pit, just the pit, not me.
Just
I built it for the rebellious. Now from where the stars end, the distance is long. I said we've moved to the everlasting now. I
saw you
pass the northern door of the heaven.
We
reach in the city,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
We
see angels.
You wonder.
I said we've reached the everlasting Father. It's not.
We
are right just here. Just near here. In this planet of yours. And the seats
planet
on the heaven, not on a planet.
Kuguru
on an entire heaven. And we moved all lost east. The city never ends. I said the way it moves to that far, perhaps it's the everlasting. He said, not. You are in the Jerusalem city of heaven, a great gathering of angels. And the Holy One, easy to come from planet Earth to here this year, is near. Come, we
proceed.
We went to the third heaven, second heaven, where there are four living creatures. Now, four living creatures, they passed around.
Swift. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hey, what the?
I see them disappear. I said, let us follow them. They have gone to the everlasting.
When
the spirit lifts me, take me. As we reach here, we reach the everlasting. He said, not. The everlasting of the Father.
Not yet reached.
This is the second heaven. All spirits of all creations, they come from here. Taken on the earth. We are still near here. I wondered. We are still near the earth.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
But 7 years,
the journey is 7 years. The spiritual transports are what we use, not of this world.
As we
charge everything we pass by. Now we leave the second heaven. We enter the third heaven. When we entered the third heaven, I first never saw the garden. I saw a throne.
Man.
Surrounded
24.
It's the throne you first see very tall. As if it's drawing towards you. Yet they display off the light which hides it. I saw one sat on it. And they brought
2nd
Corinthians 12 off.
Verses
1 to 4. That is Christ.
It's
in the third heaven. In the paradise, you're
going to
see it. I saw elders be lifted.
I said,
we have reached the Father.
And
reveal the paradise is resting on an entire heaven. Which goodness should I be in?
After
the everlasting, we arrived already. He come telling you, we have not yet. We are taking you to the throne. You first greet God the word. It is the Son, Jesus Christ. He tells you what will follow to take you above the heavens. Yes. Now, we shall start from the beginning. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.